now, coming to you from a Midwestern hole in the United States, the Dollcast. Ladies and gentlemen, your host.
You freaks, this is Roth, coming to you from SlyDogStudios.org in the middle of Danville, Illinois, or on the outskirts, or somewhere thereabouts. How's everybody doing? Oh my lord, I have been trying to find time to record. I cannot record as often as I want to. I've been trying to all day this week, but my son Liam has this this weird sleep schedule, and it messes everything up, where he'll stay up. Well, he sleeps in during the day. Even when you try and wake him up, he will not wake up. Even when you grab him and sit him up, like literally sit him up, he's like this kind of weird mannequin that just slumps over or something. And then at night, he will stay up for a very long time. And it's a little bit aggravating because I'm trying to record a Dollcast and I can't. And by the time he falls asleep or gets to sleep or whatever, it's like 3:30 in the morning. And at that point, I'm like, I'm spent, you know. So it's a little bit frustrating, but I'm trying to make do with it. But, you know, things happen. Anyway, I've been thinking about something. Bionic Commando. Remember Bionic Commando, what was it called? Rearmed. Bionic Commando Rearmed. That came out, and also Mega Man 9. Those two games came out, I think about within a year of each other. And I was literally floored by both of them. They're really good games, but especially Rearmed, because it has the all-new updated graphics, the new music that just kicks your teeth in while you're playing. I'm serious, that music is great. You know, the techno beat, I never knew the techno beat would go so well with these new-age two-dimensional graphics with the scrolling. It's really awesome. And so there's those two. And then, what else did we have? Russian Attack, I guess, came out. And I haven't played that yet. I want to play Russian Attack. But I guess there was also a Bionic Commando Rearmed 2. So there's a couple of them. Quite a few games like this, where it's revamped, you know, newer style and all that. And we finally got around to trying out this Double Dragon Neon. Double Dragon Neon. Oh my lord, I like it a lot. Now, at some points, I think it's a little longer than it should be. Like, in terms of levels, there's like 10 levels. I think it should be a little shorter. But overall, just the fact that you're playing Double Dragon is awesome. But then, also, it has this whole 80s vibe to it, where, you know, when you beat a level, the Dragon Brothers do the whole air guitar playing, and they actually, on screen, do it with the beat. It's kind of funny. You guys can high-five each other, which, I mean, you know, high-five. That's 80s as hell. And hell, I still high-five people. Anyway, so, you know, there's some newer games that are older that are great. And I've been digging them. And so I was sitting there and I was like, huh, I'm going to go, you know, I have a PS3. And I said, well, I'm going to go into this PlayStation store and I'm going to look around for, you know, I'm going to look for some old titles that are revamped. Because I don't keep up 100% with what's coming out. So I decided, well, I'll see what's coming out. So I go into the search, and the first thing I think of is like, well, I'll look for Pac-Man. Because there's usually always some sort of Pac-Man on every system, every medium. I mean, I bet there's Pac-Man on cell phones. I don't know, but there probably is. So I said, okay, let's look for Pac-Man. I searched for Pac-Man and got turned up was Pac-Man. What was it called? Pac-Man. Something like Pac-Man Championship Edition Deluxe DX or something. And I said, oh. So I looked at it and it had a trial. So I downloaded the trial. And I just started playing it. And that night my wife was about to go to bed. And I was like, okay. And I paused it and I said, hey, Misty. Don't be surprised, or don't be, not surprised, don't be upset if I buy this in the middle of the night, you know, after playing this demo and seeing that I like it. And she was walking away, and, you know, she was going towards the bedroom through the kitchen, and she said, okay. But then I couldn't tell how she said okay. If she said okay, or if she went, okay, you know what I mean? Like, there's those different okays. And I couldn't tell which one she did. And so I played the game. And I went, the trial. It's a 5 minute, 5 minute trial. Which you can play over and over. And I played it and I was like, yeah, I think I can get down on this. You know, I'd like to see the original Pac-Man version on it also. I don't know if it's on there. But I thought, yeah, I think I can dig this. And I went to buy it, and I thought about it. I was like, well, I don't even know what she thinks. For real, you know, because I couldn't tell if she said, okay, or okay. So, you know, I was just like, I don't know what to do. What the?
Hey, buddy.
I have a conscience angel?
I'm the shoulder angel.
I said conscience.
Oh, whatever.
What the?
Whoa there, buddy.
Not this guy again.
Who are you guys?
I'm Dan.
I'm Dan O.
How original.
Rob, just buy the game.
You think so? I mean, I don't really handle the finances.
Don't listen to him. He's obviously evil. Look at him. With his horns and...
You're just jealous of my cred.
Cred? What?
Rob, if there isn't much money in the bank account, what then? What if you need that last bit of cash to get bread for your children?
Well, I...
Ha! What a dope. You have plenty of money in there right now.
Wait, how would you even know if I did or not?
Well,
Exactly.
Okay. Both of you, get out of here. I think I'll just wait and ask her about it later.
Sucker.
NintendoAge.com.
Hey, are you a gamer? Do you collect games? Do you like to hang out with people that are like-minded? You can do that at
NintendoAge.com.
They have a custom collection tool consisting of Nintendo and Sega consoles, which is developed by their awesome admins. So if you're into all of that,
NintendoAge.com.
Those are douchey, need not apply.
Tip of the day.
Having trouble jumping on Birdo's eggs on the real version of Super Mario Bros. 2? Hop on its head and wait for the mouth to open, then walk off or leap to the embryonic capsule.
Tip of the day.
Alright, as far as dev news goes, I haven't done too much dev this week. I've done a little bit of coding. Not enough to qualify me talking about more development. But What I did do was a whole site renovation, which is almost 100% done. SlyDogStudios.org is way different looking now. I mean, there's an entire new banner. There's a new layout. Everything's different. It's way different. Matter of fact, the layout has a lot of the, what was that? In the Nintendo Power magazines, they had the section where they would answer questions. I don't remember what it was called. But if you look at the site and you see it, that's kind of what it's based on. The whole, you send in a question, and they print it in the magazine, and they answer it. It's based from memory, because I haven't looked at a Nintendo Power in a long time. That's what it's kind of based on. And one of the major things I was trying to accomplish with this was make it very, very mobile friendly. Because I realize now a lot of people are checking out the web through mobile. And like Sean said, probably the biggest next step, which the step is already there, but the biggest next step for everybody will probably be touchscreen. So, you know, I was like, man, I would like to have a nice layout that looks kind of sexified, but it's fluid, so fluid that it could go from mobile to high-definition monitor, you know. And I think this looks decent. I like the color scheme. I like having the games links at the top and at the bottom, the sections, categories, whatever you want to call them. And I think it turned out really good. The only thing I haven't gotten figured out is how to make the videos fluid, where the videos resize with the screen. I looked up some tutorials on the web, but they didn't help. It didn't work properly. But I've put some butt-busting effort into it, and I think it turned out good. Couple of days is what it took. But yeah, the pages are all updated with the where you play the games. And besides that, in terms of development, that's it. And so that's probably where I'll leave off right now in terms of development. Well, okay, here's what I'll do. Now I'll play a tune. This is a tune that I wrote. Oh, gosh, I don't even know what year it is. I'm going to put a link there because the link actually tells what year it took place in. And it took place at Battle of the Bits. And Battle of the Bits, they have these things called one-hour competitions, or for shorthand, they call it OHC. And what they do is whoever's in IRC chat at the time that wants to have a one-hour competition, they partake in it, and they write a chiptune real quick with some rules. They put rules in place, like theme, certain samples that you can use. Somebody makes a sample pack and says, here's the only samples you can put forth in the song, etc., etc. And the very first time I ever took place in one of these, I totally missed the point. I didn't know there was a theme. I had no clue there were themes. And they said, okay, here it comes, one hour competition. And I used Nerd Tracker 2 at the time. Still do whenever I remember how to use it. Because it's one of those non-user-friendly things that you have to get used to. And once you're used to it, you can do it. But then once you haven't done it for a while, it's not like a bike. You have to pick a backup on it and relearn it. But the theme was, I believe, vampires. And I didn't realize that. And so I wrote this song within this hour time frame that sounds nothing like vampires. And it's called Happy Go Lucky. Happy Go Lucky. And so The best thing I have to say is, while you listen to this, imagine what is it called? Kid Dracula, I think, on Game Boy. Imagine that, except even more happy. No killing, no nothing, just like happy vampires and bliss. All right, here it goes. Else to talk about. I think I'll just leave it there, and I will get back to you guys as quickly as I can on updates on what I am starting project wise. Why isn't the music going? Hit the music. Thank you. All right. And so I will get back to you guys and let you know how it goes. And by the way, if you catch me slipping, tell Kevin.